Welcome to another Train to Gay Radio production with Danny Palmer.
My name's Lawrence Kinnan. I'm originally from Dublin, Ireland, but I'm living in Oldham, Manchester, and I'm part of the Digital Mage team.
Hi, Lawrence. First of all, can you tell us a bit about your team for Make Something Unreal Live, Digital Mage?
Obviously, our team, we were at the Game Jam. Obviously, we were selected as one of the winning teams to go to Make Something Unreal Live at the Gadget Show. We came together as a good team. We had a good team dynamics at the Game Jam. We've found a bit of difficulty taking that into virtual development. It's a bit more difficult not being in the same room with everybody. We do get on quite well, and we've learned to work with the virtual restriction.
And how does it feel working with an IP, a prestigious IP, such as the Fighting Fantasy books, and which particular story is your game based on?
It was quite a big surprise getting such a prestigious IP. The book we are based on is Armies of Death. We've got a bit of creative license we can use there, but we are trying to stick with the story as much as possible.
And what genre game are you going to be making in UDK based around that story?
We were given the strategy genre to work with. We've taken it to a tower defense style game, but we've put a bit of a spin on it, as in you're actually attacking the towers rather than defending them. We've also got another spin where you're not actually the good guys, you are actually the bad guys.
So how did you come up with that idea then? That's interesting, because it's not often you get to play as the baddies in a video game.
We were throwing a few ideas around between the whole team, and I think we just stumbled on it, really. We just thought, hey, it might be cool if we can work this in as we're the bad guys. The players don't get the bad guys so much, especially in tower defense games.
And I guess it's just one of many good ideas you've had during the on the path so far to make something on real life.
Yeah, it's quite nice when you come up with ideas that maybe you don't initially think will work, but you sort of have a tweak at an idea and it just fits in perfectly. We've had a few circumstances where that's happened, and hopefully we'll have many more before the Gadget Show.
So are there any other achievements or targets you've met that you're particularly proud of so far?
I'd say one was particularly last night. We had met a bit of a stumbling block, one of the game mechanics, and we were having a few problems, but it all seemed to fall together last night. And we managed to put it onto iOS to show today to our mentors.
And I suppose it's a good opportunity as well for you to put into practice the skills you've learned on the Train to Game courses.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, the design course is more geared to the documentation side, really. I think it's later in the course where they start getting you involved with game engines. But obviously UDK is out there. Anybody can use it for free. It's a good engine to get to start working in. It's quite a capable engine.
So how much are you looking forward to actually getting there and to make something on real life at the Gadget Show Live in April?
Yeah, I can't wait to get there. It's going to be a huge experience. It's a huge opportunity for not just ourselves, Digital Mage, but all the teams, all four teams involved. It's a fantastic opportunity. Also, it's going to be quite good to work in the same room as the team again.
For those who want to follow Digital Mage's progress in the run-up to Make Something Unreal Live, what are the contact details for Facebook and Twitter?
If they just do a Facebook search for Digital Mage, they should find us on there. Nice black icon with a majorly figure inside. And on Twitter, it's at the Digital Mage.
Great, thanks for your time, Lawrence, and good luck.
No problem. Thank you, Danny. Cheers.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.